This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
Is Mabel Nanaya Dansu. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 33. I will put my law in their mind and write it on their heart. I will be their God and they will be my people. Amen. Matthew chapter 20 verse 28. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Amen.
My name is Esther Balisasa. I am 11 years old. My memory text is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. Therefore, pray in this manner. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
My name is Mansikmed Yadom. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Revelation 14 verse 7. And he said, with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, for the hour of this judgment has come, and worship him who made the heaven and earth, the sea, the fountain of water. Amen.
My name is Seriam Dedetiti. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen.
My name is Karis Kataku. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Call his name. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Amen.
My name is Rebecca Usher. I am 10 years old. My memory verse is taken from Luke 4 verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen.
My name is Patience Jampu. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 122 verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Deborah Mauto. I am 10 years old. My memory verse is taken from John chapter 14 verse 1 to 3. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God and also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I come back, I will receive you unto myself. Amen.
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119 verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Kweku Treme. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 133 verse 1. The Lord will hear when I call to him. It is the precious ointment upon the head. Amen.
My name is Fred Osumansa. My memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 10 verses 12 to 13. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all. Anyone who calls on him will be richly blessed. Everyone who calls on him will be saved. PowerPoint. Jesus calls us to serve all people, no matter how different they are from us. Amen.
Stand up and be counted, the Lord is at hand.
Yes, that's the one for me. I stand alone, the word of God, the may I be a leaf. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. All the blessings of this love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
Hi, children. Happy Sabbath. Welcome to our story time with Auntie A. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 3 and is entitled Paradise Lost. Adam and Eve came slowly out to meet God. He looked long and sadly at the guilty pair. "Why were you hiding?" he asked them. "I was afraid to see you because I am naked," Adam stammered. "Who told you that?" God asked. "Have you eaten the fruit from the tree that gives knowledge of what is good and what is evil?" "It's not my fault," Adam said. "Eve persuaded me." "It was not my fault," Eve said. "The snake tricked me into eating it." God spoke to each of them in turn. He explained that by disobeying him, they had spoiled his lovely world. Now, weeds and thorns would spring up among the crops and flowers. Work would become hard and worrisome. There was something even sadder to follow. "You can no longer stay in this garden," God said. "We have walked and talked together here, but now you have chosen to do what you want. And that means you have chosen to go away from me. Now you must go out into the world and make your own way. And when the end comes, you will die." With heavy hearts, Adam and Eve left the beautiful Garden of Eden. God's messengers, with swords of flame, guarded the gates of the paradise that mankind had lost, so it seemed forever. That's our story for today. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. God bless you.
Every chapter, every verse, every line. All the blessings of His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Jesus, Jesus, Welcome again for another episode of The Voice of Prophecy. I'm also going to preach to you again. Today the sermon is entitled Change Plans. Before we start, we shall offer a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us to understand what you are going to do for us. Dear Lord, we are going to learn about how sometimes we set our plans and you change them for the better. Dear Lord, we also pray that all those listening will understand and that you will be heard and not me. Lord Jesus, I pray. Thanksgiving. Amen. I'll start by telling a story. More than 100 years ago, when the game of baseball first evolved, a 12-year-old boy named Bill lived in Cincinnati. The greatest baseball team in the country at that time was called the Cincinnati Red Stockings. In 1869, they had piled up the amazing record of winning 57 games in a row. No one worshipped the ball players more than young Bill. In his heart lived just one great dream, to become a major league ball player and play for the Cincinnati Red Stockings. Bill was big for his age and he had a hard swing. He practiced ball so much that professional players started looking for him. It began to look as if his dream of becoming a major league baseball player might actually come true. But Bill's father was a judge in one of the law courts in the country. He didn't think baseball was a proper career for his young and upcoming son. When Bill was actually offered a contract to play major league baseball, his father flatly refused to let him sign it. He angrily insisted that Bill must become a lawyer. Maybe even a judge. Bill decided to leave home. He didn't need his father to support him. He could live on his baseball earnings. He showed him that he could become famous. He also be so good that his father would come and beg him to come back home. Then father would be sorry. But before he could leave town with the major league team, Bill had to play one more game with his small home local team. They couldn't win the game without him. He had promised that he'd play for them. Because he was such a good player, they treasured him so much and they said they couldn't win. So he had to play that game tomorrow, and the day after, he wanted to be on his way. But Bill's plans didn't work out as planned. The very next day, he injured his throwing arm. He was in for weeks of pain and doctor's care. His good arm never recovered enough to revive his hopes of becoming a big league player. There was nothing to do but become a lawyer or a judge, just as his father wished. But he advanced in his profession. As he studied in the university, he became better and better as a lawyer. He became a judge like his father. In fact, he even surpassed his father as a judge, for he became the highest judge in the land, the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. And that's not all. Later, he became the 26th President of the United States, William Howard Taft. As we plan for our future, let us remember that sometimes God may overrule in our plans so that our lives may accomplish more. There are some of us who want to become rock stars in future, to get money and be famous, but God doesn't have that in mind. It was also heard of a boy who was 6 who was listening to Elvis Presley and wanted to become like him, but God had better plans for him. He went to mission school and studied until he became a missionary in one of the African poorly deprived countries. As we also plan for all that we will do now and later, you must also know that God may also do certain things in our life. He may remove our plans so that we may do greater and better things so that people may know us more. We must also know that we say we have our will, but God's will rules. We must also become what God wants us to be, not what we want to be. As I end, I will offer a word of prayer. And also, before I do that, I would like to encourage all those who are having plans to make sure they are in conjunction with God's plans so that God can make them accomplish more. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have done for us. Dear Lord, you know that we have studied about how sometimes when we make our plans, you change them because you want us to accomplish more and accomplish better. Dear Lord, we pray that you help us to do this in your name and bless us, Lord, so that we can be what you want us to be, not what we want to be. We pray that you bless us and help us to do greater things for your cause. You know, Jesus, I pray the thanksgiving. Amen.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.